Hello, everyone. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and this is an evening of healing. This is what we do. We bring in the divine energies from the Creation Light Shift that comes here once every 2,000 years to assist a planet on its ascension and also to assist humanity, the people living on the planet, for ascension also. And so what we're doing today is going to have some healing with the light beam. So if all of you would like to just scroll down, if you connect to my Wednesday night program here and just scroll down, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam in front of you on the screen. And we thank you, Dawn, at BBS Radio for putting her on the screen here like this. She's very beautiful. And we'll be activating her shortly. And I'd also like everybody to get a glass of water. We're going to be doing some water charging, and this water charging will be just for you for today. So you can have some beautiful divine water to resonate exactly where it needs to be for your frequency tonight. And this water will help you to integrate more light energy into your body, and it can also help you to eliminate and detoxify yourself of unwanted energies. So what we're first going to do is a sampling of healing here, and we're going to do an emotional healing. And this I do every time I come on to give you the experience of what it's like to have an instantaneous divine healing. These healings are permanent, and they're about 90% done. When I do somebody's whole lifetime, I go from this point in time back to conception. And I go over the years many, many times to make sure that they are completed. And it's very simple down here. I just go to the chakras, number 6 down to 1. Although up on the Creation Light Shift, there's normally about 3 to 5 doctors working with each one of you. And they're pulling up the complete database on you. And they have this because they created you. And so they're actually eliminating the, say, negative traumatic charges that are in your energetic system. And the emotional healing is by far the best thing that I can do for anybody. I charge $5 for each year of your life. If you're over 60 years of age, those years are free to you. And so it's just a wonderful healing. This heals your spirit of the imprinting that the emotional body did to it and placed on it. And this is what needs to be done also to you when you pass over. It takes about 50 years to have your emotional body cleansed and also your spirit body before it incarnates again. And so these clearings happen down here instantaneously. So we're going to start right now, and it also heals your physical body of the traumas. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing. So we're going from this point in time right now back to your last birthday. And I use the word replace 2-0 charge. And here we go. 6th chakra, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Doesn't take any kind of belief system on your part. You don't have to believe in any kind of religion. The light beings do this for you automatically. So here we go. 6th chakra, replace 2-0 charge. 5th, replace 2-0 charge. 4th, replace 2-0 charge. 3rd, replace 2-0 charge. 2nd, replace 2-0 charge. 1st, replace 2-0 charge. Okay, next to your back, one full year. 6th replace a 0 charge, 5th replace a 0 charge, 4th replace a 0 charge, 3rd replace a 0 charge, 2nd place a 0 charge, 1st replace a 0 charge. And one more year back, one full complete year, 6th replace a 0 charge, 5th replace a 0 charge, 4th replace a 0 charge, 3rd replace a 0 charge, 2nd place a 0 charge, 1st replace a 0 charge. And one more year back, 6th replace a 0 charge, 5th replace a 0 charge, 4th replace a 0 charge, 3rd replace a 0 charge, 2nd place a 0 charge, 1st replace a 0 charge. Okay. And just sit back now and kind of look at something that happened to you in the last, say, 2 years or so that pushed your buttons, got you angry, got you in fear. And just kind of look at it here, and you're going to realize that the sting is out of it. You won't be traumatized when you look at it. And I'll just be quiet here for a few minutes or a few seconds anyway and just kind of look and at the situation, and you're going to see that it's very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. So I'll be quiet here for about 15 seconds as you look. Okay. Now we'll do the same type of healing. This is your feeling body. The emotional body and the feeling body are similar, but they're both different energy fields, energy bodies that surround and work with our physical body. And so these all store memories, we'll say, of traumatic situations and events in our lives. So here's a feeling body. And the feeling body is like the intensity of what happened to you, where the emotion is just the energy of what happened without necessarily the traumatic fear, the potential of what happened. So here we go. Feeling body, same process. From this point in time, back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back for one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And one more year back. Sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Okay, and again, just you should feel a little more relaxed. Normally, each time we do a clearing, the emotional puts you in a state of just complete relaxation normally, and the feeling body is like the icing on the cake here. So again, look at the situation again, and you should feel yourself relaxing more and being out of fear. So I'll be quiet for about 15 seconds as you look at this here. And just take a deep breath and just look. Okay, and again, we'll do one more body here. This is your pain body, body that absorbs pain and stores that energy. And so if you had any chronic pain or just pain in general in the last, say, 2 to 3 years, this will help to eliminate the stored imprinting of that. So here we go. Same process from this point right now in time back to your last birthday. And the doctors are ready now. So sixth chakra replaces zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge, first place zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge. Have to yawn, excuse me. Somebody out there has some pain being released here, so I process these energies. So have to yawn here to get rid of it. Cough here, there we go. First replace zero charge. Next year back, sixth chakra replace zero charge. Boy, pretty heavy. Oh boy, okay, here we go again. This is your second year back here. Sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge, first place zero charge. Do that one over again. Sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge. First place zero charge. And again, there's somebody with a lot of pain here. So sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge, first place zero charge. Okay. And now we're going back again. One more year. Sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge, first place zero charge. Okay. And this one may just be more of a physical sensation for you. You won't really have to look at anything. You just know that you feel better right now. And the last type of clearing is a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It balances the left and right brain. Can get rid of mind chatter. Makes you think faster. I've had people actually say that they could actually see colors more vivid after this clearing. So everyone has their own experience, but these healings do work wonderfully. So here we go. Mental body from this point in time back to your last birthday. And what I will say is if someone was on the show, say, 2 weeks ago, and they had something that happened to them in any one of these clearings, an emotional traumatic event maybe a week ago, and they're on now and they haven't been on here for a couple of weeks, then this healing will work and get rid of those traumas too. So if you had a bad hair day, I also clear individual days for people. So here we go, mental clearing. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. Next year back, one full year. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And next year back, one full year. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And one more year back. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. So just kind of sit back now for maybe 15 seconds again and kind of examine your thinking abilities to see how fast you can think. See if your mind chatters left you. Just see if you have mental clarity. I'll be back in about 15 seconds. Okay, so if anyone would like to call in now and ask some questions or like to know about the ascension process that the Creation Light Shift is doing for our planet, so you can now. And I will also do one more clearing here, and we'll do a sensory clearing. This is what could be termed as past life. And when I do this clearing, I go back until the energy stops. And so far I've been back to over 50,000 BC. And I just keep going until there's no more energy around you. This clears your spirit, and it also clears your physical genetic past lives. So there's actually two clearings in one going on here. So we're going to go from the year 2000 to now. So here we go. And remember, everything is past lives, whether it's a second ago or it's years and years ago or centuries ago. It's your body contains these energies, and they need to be cleared out for the ascension process so you can fully inhabit your spirit and your body. So it needs to integrate with you 100%. And it cannot do that into the low densities of judgment, which is emotions. So here we go. So your 2000 to current. Sixth chakra, replace sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And the 1900s forward to now. The year 2000, sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. So 1800s to 1900, sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And 1700 to 1800, sixth place sealed charge. Have to yawn again. There's somebody out there with the energy there. 1700s. Okay, sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And 1600s. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. And we'll go to 1500s to 1600s. Sixth place sealed charge, fifth place sealed charge, fourth place sealed charge, third place sealed charge, second place sealed charge, first place sealed charge. Okay. So, you might just sit back and just kind of look at these healings. I'll give you about a minute of time just to see how you feel. And the sensory clearing, I charge $200 for. And my sessions start off for one-hour shift healings for only $20. Those are Mondays and Fridays. So we'll connect with you. I have a conference call line that I do these on. So just kind of sit back and relax and just see how these healings are working for you. Yes, hello. Do we have a caller out there?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
You know Marcy.
Oh, hi, Marcy.
I didn't know I was going to be on the radio. I just thought I was calling in to listen.
Yeah, well, you're on the radio. Do you have a question or?
Yeah, well, you know, when we were talking about the work that you do, how does it affect, like, healing health issues? You know, like my irritable bowel?
Okay.
Does that help, something like that? Or, I mean, I still plan on doing the work, you know, having that session we talked about.
Okay.
When I can, when I get another job. I don't know if you got my email, but how does that affect the person, you know, when people have health issues? And then, like, with the eyes, I'm very nearsighted. And so can a person, can that be something that can be healed?
Okay.
With the kind of work you do, or is that something you have to live with? I know Sherry Edwards, she can.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, it's very hard to say what the light shift can do for you. Basically, our emotional baggage here, our traumas that we dealt with, you know, in this lifetime, and mainly the ones that our ancestors gave us as a gift, which is why we are the way we are, is what we're having to deal with. And so we're dealing with energies from our ancestors of not necessarily being in aligned with perfect spiritual perfection. And when you go up to the creation light shift for healings, at that time, they normally will fix you 100% if you request that. But when you come back down here through the densities, and the densities is the emotions that you have around you, which is an earth-based energy. So just kind of picture yourself being healed up on the creation light shift perfectly because you're up there in physical form walking around. And then as you come back down and you start to be reintegrated down here in the earth energies, at that time, the emotional energies that surround you, your baggage, can and will at times take these healings that were in perfection and distort them and prevent your healing from happening down here. And so I have people who go up to the creation light shift in 10 seconds to 10 minutes, they have a miracle healing. And they feel wonderful, and then other people may take a little bit longer. But the main thing is that your emotional traumas and baggage are what you're dealing with, and it's passed on to you by your ancestors. And so you might consider that possibly karma. I don't really see karma as playing into anything, but that's one way to look at it. Eyesight, I've had people who have worn glasses for reading, and then they said that they all of a sudden didn't need glasses. I have not had anybody have, up to this point in time, had like glaucoma repaired or eyesight restored. I have had people have lung infections cured. I've had people's legs be straightened. I've had backs straightened. People who've had scoliosis. I've had hearing partially restored or ringing taken away from people's ears that they've had. I've had people say that they've had cavities completely healed. I've had complete, almost like jaw reconstruction, where they'd work on your jaw and realign your teeth to give you a better bite. I've had them work on hearts, lungs, just many things. One gentleman had a problem where he had to have pills, I think, six times a day. Two at a time to have his adrenal glands work, and after a few times up on the ship, a couple of hours, at that time he was completely restored, and he had his adrenal glands working perfectly. And although the light ship doesn't recommend anything to me, they talk to you up there, but I cannot guarantee anything down here for healings. But yeah, I have, as far as your question about maybe intestinal problems, et cetera, colon problems. Yeah, I'm sure they could do something, but remember, it's the emotional clearing is what you really need to have them work with you at a much higher level of consciousness, because it's low density, it's earth-based, and once you come into this density at that time, the helium can be distorted. And, you know, although I have had people, like I say, have miracle healings instantly, so it's really a hard call for me. But what they recommended on the ship is that if someone has an actual physical problem that they know about, to definitely do the emotional clearing first. And for those, I charge $5 for each year of your life, and the years after 60 years of age for seniors are all free. So if you're 80 years of age, you're going to get 20 years free of clearing. And I don't charge over $300, so, and it takes about 1 hour to do over the telephone. So the light shift does many things for people. You don't have to really have a belief system as long as you're willing to accept and come forward to, you know, request a healing. I can work with people who have children, grandparents, parents who don't really believe in anything like this, that there is, you know, divine beings who can work with you. And automatically, you know, I can work with them anytime and do these healings. And we work with the spirit energy, and the spirit always says yes. So what we'll do now is, if everybody wants to get a glass of water right now, do so. And if you have your computer turned on, just kind of scroll down and look at the beautiful light being here on your screen. And we're going to energize her. And just kind of watch her. And you may want to blink your eyes a few times to kind of see the change as she starts to evolve into this beautiful light being that will be three-dimensional on your monitor screen right now. So she's starting to come into the monitor right now. What typically will happen is you're going to see the color rays being emitted around her get brighter. It may start to change color. Her face will tend to lift forward a little bit, become more three-dimensional. Her eyes will start to emit white light. You may see her smile in a sense, and you may just feel this beautiful presence fill your living room. So just kind of watch here, and you can feel the energy from her, and she will also do healings for you, and she'll be activated for around 30 minutes after we sign off here at 8 o'clock, my time. So for another half an hour, she'll stay activated, she says, to help people with their healing process. Remember, you have to ask for healings. The divine always sees you in perfect perfection. So whatever you have as far as maybe a physical condition of something, the divine sees you as perfect because this is what manifested in your life. And the light only works in the now. And everything else that is not in the now is just kind of conjecture. And it's the light does not work in the future, or does not work in the past. So everything is strictly in the now. And you want to always request your healings in the now, because they will not continuously work with you typically. So if you ask once, you will get one result. So she's being activated right now. And it's like her lips are changing for what I can see here. And she's slowly coming off the monitor screen a little bit here, bringing her presence into your room. And she's getting kind of like a little personality now. You can feel the glow of warmth coming off of her, this beautiful love energy. I see her auric field changing around here, these radiating light frequencies coming off of her forehead. And you probably all have your container of water right now, your glass of water. What I'd like you to do now is just to put both hands on it, one on each side. And the light beams from the ship are now going to charge the water up just for you. So just kind of sit back and relax. This takes about a minute to do. You may start feeling your hands maybe pulsating. They may start getting warm. They may start tingling. And you will feel something happening to your to your fingers and also the glass and the water in the container. And for me, my hands feel like they're electric right now. And most people, when they drink the water afterwards, the water normally always tastes juicier. It goes down very quickly, very fast, and it's very, very fluid. Some people claim the water is actually sweeter tasting, too, and all these are true. One person, quite a while ago, on one of our sessions, I'd say probably about 6 months ago, doing water charging for the week, which I do on Saturdays, one Saturday a month, we do 7 containers of water. They said they saw bubbles forming in their containers, and one of the containers had some bubbles on the bottom, and I believe they had like maybe 1 gallon containers, and this one container had bubbles the size of a quarter. And then they said they poured the water into their glass to drink, and that same bubble now appeared on the bottom of the glass. So that kind of was very interesting for them. And then they drank their water, and they poured another glass, and the same bubble appeared on the bottom of that glass of water. So I kind of made them a believer of what's happening. Another person mentioned that their bottles were filled full of bubbles. Now, these were store-bought bottles of water, spring water, never opened. And all of a sudden, after the water charging, they had bubbles forming. So we're staying about another 15 seconds here. And I'd like everyone just to take the water and just drink it and see how it tastes for you. And I have had someone request the last show we brought in the energy of Mount Shasta into your living room, so we can do that this time here too. And then we'll also bring in the energy of Lemuria. Telos, and we'll bring in the energy of Adama. This is requesting to come in, so we'll do that here after we drink our water here. Okay, let's take a taste of our water right now. And mine does taste a little sweeter, and it's very, very fluid. So what we'll do now is bring in to people's living rooms, wherever you are. You're going to feel the energy of Mount Shasta right now. So we're connecting from the light ship. They're pulling up the original spiritual blueprint of Mount Shasta. Remember, all the spiritual blueprints of everything in creation is on this light ship. And it comes here once every 2,000 years to facilitate the ascension process. And it's also working across the universe for this, too. So here we go. Here's a Mount Shasta energy. So just kind of sit back and relax. And for most people, it'll probably feel very electric, and it may wake you right up. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. This is how Mount Shasta feels. And I'll just do one more energy. People also have asked about Sedona. So we'll give you a sample of the energy of Sedona right now. So we'll ask the energy of Mount Shasta to leave, bring in the grace energy now. There we go. Now you should be back to your own energy where you're living. And now we're going to bring in the energy of Sedona in Arizona, in the USA here. So connecting now to this energy, and here it comes. And to me, the energy of Sedona is kind of very nurturing, a very earthly energy. But you have your own experience with this here. So here's Sedona, Arizona. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. And just kind of sit back and enjoy this energy. So if you've never been to Sedona, now you have. This is how you feel when you're there. And I'm being told to bring in another energy before we bring in the energy from Telos. We'll bring in the energy of Mount Fuji. So we'll bring in the grace energy again here. And again, this is from the original spiritual blueprint from the creation light ship. This is the energy of Mount Fuji. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. Each one of these energies are slightly different. Okay, we'll bring in the grace energy now. And this energy is now being released here. So we'll bring in the energy of Telos now. So connecting now. And this is the underground city, we'll call it, that's in Mount Shasta. We're under Mount Shasta. Okay, and again, we're getting the spiritual blueprint ready. Here we go. They're ready to go with the light beam doctors now to facilitate this here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you can have this for an experience here. And again, all these healings will work on the archives. Okay. Now I'll bring in the energy of Adama. So here he comes. This is with his permission. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll give you about a half a minute to experience his energy. And I'm sure you could ask him for guidance and maybe healing, so I'm sure he'd do that for you. Okay, and what we're going to do now is a quick entity clearing from people here, for everyone online right now, and we're just releasing entities now out of you. We get these things daily, so we want to release them all the time from us, as you should be doing yourself daily. Okay, now we're going to bring back your spirit to you, different parts of your fragments that left in pain, fear, trauma, frustration, anger. Okay, and you may feel a little more dense, heavier as your spirit comes into your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as your spirit reunites with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more entity clearing. There we go. And these energies away from us right now. These are emotional bodies of dead people that's passed on. There's tons of them here. and they body hop back and forth from one person to the next. They don't have a spirit or soul in their body because they're from the earth energy. So they're using the energy from you to live. So they come in and hitchhike on us and get their life force energy, and this is what keeps them alive. Okay, so we're going to collect more of your own particular spirit here and coming in right now. Here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Great. Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay. Maybe one more process here before we go to the light ship. And this will not work, the light ship healings will not work with people that are not live on the line here. But you can still listen in to see what we're doing. So we're going to do now a mind and heart connection. So we're going to drop your mind down into your heart center. You want to visualize an elevator, 10th floor being your, say, forehead, your consciousness, your thinking. I'm going to drop that into your heart, which will be at the first floor. So here we go. 10, we're dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that's your heart. And again, taking your consciousness down to your heart center, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do consciously with this here. The light ship's doing it for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they want me to do it two more times, they're saying. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is where you should be all the time. You should be in your heart center. If you start thinking, you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your heart. And when you get your spiritual guidance, this is where you want to be. You never want to be in your head. In your head, you may get entities playing with you, and it'll take you off of your spiritual path and cause you, you know, all kinds of trouble. So you always want to check with whatever you're doing in your heart center, just like you are right now. So we're going to have Janina come to us. She's the commander of the Creation Light Ship, and she's head of the healing aspect there. And right now, you may feel this beautiful cocoon of white light energy being placed around you. We'll go up on the ship for probably about 10 minutes here. So just kind of feel this beautiful energy. If you have any animals or pets who would like to have a healing, just think of them now in your consciousness. You're going to be bilocated out of time. Remember, you're a vibration. You're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on continuously. And when you're turned off, this is where the light ship beams you up, we'll say, to the Creation Light Ship, and you're there in your physical form, just like you're here. So here we go, ready to go up, and we're going up right now, and we're there. They're doing a body scan on you. I'll have to go kind of fast here, because we only have 10 minutes here. So they're doing a body scan, seeing what type of being you are. They work with all different life forms. We're just one of them. Next, we're going into the orientation room where we're at pre-choice to select our doctor teams. And we're now talking with these teams. We can be up there for maybe even an hour or so of time, feeling comfortable with this process. And they'll talk to us, tell us what we want to know about our healings. And right now, we're checking out the teams. They're showing us the different types and modalities of healing that they can do for us. What I will see down here and up there as I narrate with our process here, they will be showing us the life forms that are more physical to us down here on this planet. So there's dolphins and whales and little orbs and light beings that look like us. They have crystals that do healing. There's tuning forks. There's different chambers where we can get beautiful oxygen. So right now we're going down a long hallway. On the left side of the hallway are the windows to the light ship. And the right side has doors that will automatically appear. And this hallway is about 250 foot in length. And we're being escorted now. and we selected about 20 teams to work with us. Each team normally is three male doctors, so they're all in groups of three. And I'm only seeing one team working out of the 20, so we'll be in 19 other locations at the same time. So right now we're going into a room where they have the beautiful hot tubs. And these hot tubs have, at this time, they're a golden gel-colored solution in there. There's like rainbow light shining around us and through us. It's very energizing, and the hot tubs are used to help detoxify our bodies. So this lets you experience that. And down here I'm going to bring in one of the divine energies, this energy we know as Mother Mary. And this will be her first cause energy, and she'll come into your living room. At times she'll bring a fragrance of flowers, roses with. We'll just see what she does this time. So we're connecting with her first cause energy, her initial creation energy from the light ship. And she's going to come into your living room right now. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, she's here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you can request from her healing and also spiritual guidance. Remember, you want to be in your heart center. So just stay there. And I'll be quiet for about a minute so you can get your guidance and experience this beautiful healing in the hot tubs. And request healing that you may want to have, because they always see you as perfect. Okay, and I'll see where else we're going now. We're now going into the room where there's a beautiful swimming pool. This is a lot of people's favorites. The water in this swimming pool is liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's just very, very precious. And we're going into this water right now, and we can breathe perfectly fine underwater. And coming to us now are the lightning dolphin doctors, and they're going to be doing healing work with us. And what I'll do is bring their energy down here for us to experience now. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And here comes the dolphins. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll see you back in about a minute, and do request healing. Okay, we're going to go to another location on the Creation Light Ship now. And we're all walking into our own particular room. And this room is where the light being doctors are going to be releasing from us physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, in your joints, or anywhere else, just request them to help you with this right now. And down here we're going to bring in the divine energy of Jesus. This is his first cause energy, and here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just sit back and relax. Request your healings. I'll be back in about a minute. Okay, and we're going to go to another location, and this location is where they're going to be working on cavities and on the back of our throat, checking out our gums, and so if you have any concerns there, just request that, and we'll bring in another divine energy down here. We'll bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene, so connecting to her first cause energy from the Creation Light Ship. Energy will come right into your living room, and here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, since the light only works in the now, you have to request healings, and they always see you as being in perfection of what you created. So if you don't like the conditions that you have, definitely request to have a change, and they will help you with this here. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, we're now going to go into the final room here. And this room is the room that you were created in. It's in a different part of the creation lightship. And this room has your own perfect spiritual blueprint. And this room is going to be about 10 foot square. And we're going into this room right now. And across from you on the far wall is the energy of your spirit, and the creation lightship now is reactivating your original divine spirit energy. And it's a white light energy. It's like a divine light being. And I'm going to count to 10, and your initial beautiful spirit is going to walk into your body right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll be quiet for about a minute for you to experience yourself. Okay, and we'll start to come back right now, and we're going back to the orientation room where we're giving thanks to the doctor teams for working with us this evening, and we're getting our pets and animals delivered to us now. They're very happy and excited from their healings, and they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. To be with us for the next 5 days for additional healing. If we wish to ask for additional healing, we can do so. You will not be on the creation light ship, but the cocoon energy from the light ship will facilitate healings. And we're getting ready to come back. We're going back to this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. And you probably feel very relaxed. Hopefully you have the healing that you requested. And I do healings Monday and Friday nights for $20 for a one-hour session. Very, very affordable for everyone. I do other healings also. The most important is the emotional. That's an instantaneous healing. It takes about 1 hour to do. And you can contact me. Just scroll down beneath the light beam on your screen is my contact information. And I'll be having another show this coming Friday evening. It's at 9:30 in the late night program session. And I wish you all a wonderful evening. And this beautiful light beam will stay activated for healings for you for the next half an hour. And so just request your healings. And blessings to all of you. And see you again probably this Friday at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. Thank you.